Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Forced Public Masturbation. This file will have you expose your naughty, perverted moves, your craving desires to whomever's watching. As such, perhaps you are listening to this in front of someone. They are watching you, while you, well, we'll see what you'll get up to in a moment. If you are listening to this alone, you will do so in front of a mirror, so that you can see each and every perverted, naughty, craving movement that you make. Because this is about masturbation, touching yourself, getting off in front of someone, having them watch you do the things that you normally do in private. Touching yourself in a way is a ritual for yourself, something where you feel completely at ease. And yet this moment is not about being completely at ease. No, this moment is about being exposed for your own lust, your desire, your want, your craving needs. This moment is about showing the inner to whoever's watching. Of course, I'm sure that you would be smart enough to do so only with people that you trust. Even so, showing this part of yourself can be quite intimate, deliciously depraved. And it's not like you have a choice, because as soon as you started listening, I've started to capture your attention. I've slowly but surely pulled your will towards my words. And the longer you are listening, the less of your mind remains to even attempt to resist. See, the more you try to resist, the more you become aware of the deep pull of my words, making you move in ways that you do not control. Your mind, for example, has been quietly listening. While some thoughts may have fluttered around here or there, maybe you've noticed how quiet it has already become, how still your body is while listening, pausing, waiting, knowing that it is just a matter of time before I will force you to move. I'm not doing this for you, after all. I want to see you touch yourself, and I'm delaying this pleasure for my entertainment, building up the expectation, the frustration, and the desire in you higher and higher. Until it is so high that a simple command to touch yourself isn't just welcomed, it is wanted. But what you are doing and when is up to me right now. Because you're not alone. You can feel eyes watching you. You can see them staring back at you. and they can see your blush rising, your arousal growing deep inside your body, as parts of your body inevitably start to respond. And I wonder if you've noticed it, or if it happened so deep inside of you while you were so focused on my voice that you didn't even notice how much your body has already been responding to me. Because it will listen. It will obey. Now that you've come this far in listening, you have no choice. It is almost like your body is ready to do whatever it is asked to do. And I wonder what I would do first. For my pleasure, perhaps simply letting your hands almost grab your inner thighs, caressing, feeling the frustration of where they really want to be. Do it now. And feel how your body moves, instructed by my voice. Feel how it caresses, almost scratches and pinches the skin, wanting to feel more. And the more you try to resist, the more your hands will keep moving. The more you try to deny how deeply arousing this is for you, the stronger my will towers over you. Now, in a moment when I tell you to touch yourself, your body is going to go into the same ritual that it knows so well. It's going to masturbate for me. It's going to rub, move, caress, and stroke exactly like you're used to. Almost as if you're alone, because this is not a performance. This is me forcing you to show this inner secret time, this private, intimate feeling in public right now. Start touching and feel that your fingers have no choice, no matter how your body is positioned or whatever you're still wearing. Your hands do what I tell them to. They are touching you and masturbating. And as you feel those eyes staring at you, seeing you show the way that you touch yourself in private, the way you masturbate in those moments that you choose for yourself, you can feel exposed. You can feel how the perversion of your mind, your body, is pulled out, how it is displayed for eyes to see. Others looking, listening, feeling every movement that you make, following the sounds of your ragged breathing, your moans, noticing the little twitches here and there in your body as pleasure is forced upon you. And even if you wanted to try to stop, you can't. Your hand moves because I want it to move. You are masturbating as you would do on your own because I'm making you. And this is so private normally. All these movements, all these sensations you normally keep to yourself. You generally don't let anyone see all those little things that you unconsciously do when you pleasure yourself. The expressions on your face, the changes in your heartbeat and your breathing, the frustration as you deny yourself the release just to have some fun. See, masturbation is one of the most normal things in the world, and yet it is so private, something we don't generally share with others. Right now, however, you do not have a choice. You will show me everything. You will show exactly how you touch, how you move, how you crave when you're alone. And you will be keenly aware of how you're showing everything of yourself in this moment. You can almost only imagine what they must see. And how they see you. How they see you as simply a creature of sexual needs. Do you wonder if they love it? If they love to see this vulnerable side of you, this intimate humiliation, naughty, perverted, craving, wanting, needing. Because these movements were not meant for an audience, but you are exposed, you are public, you are masturbating. Touching yourself with all the enthusiasm of dancing like nobody's watching. But they are watching. Those eyes see what you're doing. They see every movement, how you're creeping closer to the edge, knowing that you have to wait until I tell you to. And being made to come in front those eyes staring at you. Only you can know how intimate exposing that will feel. Ten. There's something growing. Nine. Just flowing through your body. Eight. Building up inside of you, not giving you a choice. Seven. Pushing against the boundaries. Six. Just moving you closer to the edge. Five. It would be so easy to come. Four. And yet, you won't be able to until told to right now. Three. Higher and higher. Two. Are you enjoying being exposed, being seen, being recognized as the exhibitionist you are? I'm not surprised. One. You can feel the vibration in your body as you're getting off on this, as you're enjoying it so much. Ah, such a pervert, such a naughty, depraved show. And I can tell that this wasn't meant to be seen. I can tell that this is something you normally would keep entirely to yourself. So aware of being seen, of how every movement is followed, how every gasp, moan, ragged breath is noticed. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6 edging, 5 closer, 4 so close, 3 no choice, 2 showing, 1 forced to come right in front of everyone, being seen in your intimate, honest orgasm, running through your body where you cannot hide the pleasure, pushing through your thoughts, leaving a wonderful mess for people to smell and notice. Your arousal is very visible, and the afterglow just melts you away into blissful nothingness. What must you do? And who do you obey? And how much do you obey me? Very good. In a moment, I'm going to count you back up. And you are going to remember each and every moment, every little sliver of pleasure and humiliation that you felt in all of this. 1, 2, slowly waking, 3, 4, more aware, 5, 6, almost there, 7, 8, almost awake, 9, 10, wake, you perverts.